Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church
say amen. God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We truly thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God has been so good to us and faithful, and we love him. We give God all praise, honor, and glory for all that he is and all that he has done. Praise the Lord. We want to say a special God bless you to all of you. We realize we have not been on the air in a few months, but God has been good, and we thank him. Amen. We took a short sabbatical, amen, just to kind of regroup and just make sure that we were going in the direction that the Lord would have us to go. We are back on the air, and we thank God for it, and we're excited about what God is doing. We're about to go into prayer, and I want to say to all those that have still been listening to Set Free Live, we appreciate you so much, and we thank God for you. We pray that the messages and the prayers are a blessing to you and an encouragement to you. And if you'd like further information about our ministry, you can go to our website at setfreeoutreachministries.org. Drop us an email. I mean, let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. You can also leave prayer requests, praise reports, any comments that you'd like to make. We honor that, and we respect that, and praise God, we will respond, amen, to your emails. Praise the Lord. We're getting ready to go into prayer. If you're listening live and you would like to call in, our call-in number, 718-664-9578. Please feel free to give us a call if you feel led to call in. Praise the Lord. As we go to prayer today, there are so many needs that the world is facing, and particularly the Lord laid it upon my heart, amen, to pray for leaders today. We know that attacks come, and you know, the attacks go. We're constantly under warfare. Praise the Lord. You know, we're in a war. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And so as such, we're called to war. Praise God. Paul, the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And so we recognize, amen, that our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. So, beloved, we want you to be encouraged. No matter what you may be enduring today, know that the Lord is with you, and he will undergird. Particularly this morning, again, on my heart as leaders, we want to pray for leaders, all those that are in authority. Praise God. Those that are on the battlefield, front lines, amen, preaching the word of the Lord. Praise God. I want you to know that God is with you. He's not left you. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. Many are under attack, facing things that may even seem impossible to walk through. But know this, that the Lord is with you. Praise the Lord. And if he's with you, he's more than the world against you. So as we go before the Lord, if you would like special prayer for your pastor, amen, your ministry leader, praise God, apostle, bishop, whoever your leaders are, praise God, and you feel led to call in, you may do so, 718-664-9578, or drop us an email, apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we will be sure to pray, amen, for your prayer requests. Father, we thank you today for another Lord's Day. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us one more time to come before you, Father God. We appreciate you, Father. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. Father God, we do come to you in the name of the Lord, Father God, who we are, whom we are, and whom we serve, Father God. And Lord, we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of things in heaven and earth and things under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So we do decree today, Father God, that no weapon, no matter what it is, Father God, if it's emotional, financial, social, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, Father God, mental even, that's formed, will come against us. It will not prosper, Father God. And Lord God, we choose today to put on the armor of light. Father God, truth that covers our feet. Lord God, we thank you, God, for truth that covers our loins. Father God, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart. Father God, and we thank you for the gospel of peace that covers our feet today. Lord God, we thank you for the shield of faith that covers our body and the helmet of salvation that covers our head, the sword of the Spirit. God, it is the word of God. So Lord, today we decree and we declare that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, God, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so Lord God, we thank you that we can cast down every vain imagination and every high thing, God, that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Father, we thank you that your anointing destroys every yoke in our lives. And Father God, we thank you for that. Oh God, we overrule every diabolical sanction and subverting activity. Oh God, injunction, directive, mandate, or order that opposes the will of God in our lives. We decree and we declare that by you, Lord, we do run through troops and we leap over walls today. For God, you are our Lord and you gird us with strength and you make our way perfect. And Father God, we thank you today that perfect love does cast out fear. And we also choose to walk in the love of God. We choose today, Father God, to walk in a sincerity and truth and kindness and goodness and mercy. We thank you right now, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in the midst, God, of every trial, Father God, every hard place, Father God. You give us to love and you give us to forgive and you give us, Father God, how to walk in your word and do it with grace and integrity and excellence. And so, Father God, I thank you for your word today because, God, your word does give stability and soundness of mind. And we thank you, God, that perfect love does cast out fear because, God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. And God, we choose today to walk in the word of God, and we choose today to walk as soldiers in the army of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you for strengthening every leader today. We give you praise and we give you glory, and we thank you, Father God, that you're lifting up burdens, God. You're lifting up false burdens and feelings of heaviness and depression, Father God, because we know that the joy of the Lord is today. Every leader, God, all across this nation, Father God, we're lifting up apostles and prophets today. We're lifting up evangelists and pastors and teachers, Father God. We're lifting up your leaders today, Father God, and we're asking you, oh Lord God, to intercede. Oh God, Jesus is our intercessor. So we're calling, God, for intercession, and we're calling for even the angels of the Lord to encamp around those that fear you, God, that trust you, God, that depend upon you, Father, that rely upon your word. Those, God, that are heavily oppressed today, those that are bowed down, for those that are going through great persecution, Father God, you see and you know all things, God, but I'm asking you to come alongside, Holy Spirit, and help, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you are a present help in the time of trouble. You said that you would be with us, oh God, that you would lead us and that you would guide us into all truth, because your eyes do run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. So, Father God, we're asking today that you show yourself strong in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now, God. We give you praise, God, because you do teach our hands to war and you teach our fingers to fight, God. And so we thank you right now that you're giving us supernatural strength and ability. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We love you and we appreciate you, Father, for all that you do. God, we love you today. God, we're thanking you now that you, God, oh God, everything that you have, that has been planted, God, that you have not planted, Father God, you root it out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, lay the axe to the root of every evil tree, God, in the lives of your people, Father God. Everything, God, that would even hinder even leaders from moving forward, God, that's been rooted and planted, that you did not root and you did not plant. I pray, Father God, that you would uproot it, Father God, that you would lightening the eyes of your people, Father, remove evil eyes, oh God, of your men's servants and women's servants today. Father God, let every ungodly generational tap root be cut out and pulled out of our bloodlines in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the roots of wickedness be as rottenness, Father God. And Lord God, we speak to every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea in the name of the Lord. Let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. And Father God, things that have been planted in ministries, Father God, again, that you did not plant, Father God, uproot and expose, Father God, every hindering spirit, Father God, those things that are hindering, oh God, from going forth, God, in ministries, Father God, in churches, God, oh God, all over the land, Father God, men and women of God that are traveling and evangelizing, Father God, but yet coming up against a great opposition, Father God, we ask, God, that you uproot, God, everything that's not like you in the mighty name of Jesus, every evil word that's been spoken against your people, God, against your men's servants and maid servants, Father God, Lord God, we ask that you even expose, God, every curse word, God, oh my God, every judgmental word, every critical spirit word, God, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every fiery tongue, God, that would come against your leaders in any kind of way. Father God, we ask, God, that you cause those tongues to cleave to the roots of their mouths, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. And let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out in Jesus' name. Let every root of bitterness be cut from the lives of your men's servants and maid servants, oh, God. Let the prophetic word be released, oh, God, to root out evil kingdoms, God. And let any evil person planted in the churches and ministries, Father God, be rooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, let any sickness rooted in bodies, Father God, be rooted out in the name of Jesus and plucked up, God. I let all false ministries that have rooted themselves, oh God, in our cities, Father God, be plucked up in Jesus' name. You go throughout the nations, throughout the regions, Father God, and Lord God, those churches and ministries, God, that have been planted, God, with the intent to abort, Father, the anointing of God and the people of God, be rooted out, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, reveal truth, God, reveal truth to those that are praying and interceding, God, reveal the truth of your word, Father God, because your word is light, God, your word is a light to our feet and a lamp to our pathway, God, and Lord God, the interest of your word, it does give light, God, and it's simple and easy to understand, Father God, so we thank you for your word, God. We're clean through your word, so help us to cling to your word, help us to stick to your word, help us to stand in your word, help the word to be activated in the lives of your men's service and maid service on today, Father God. Let every bramble and nettle be plucked up from our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all thorns be burned out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in rejection come out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let all spirits rooted in pride come out in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, all spirits of rebellion, God, rooted in rebellion, come out in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let all spirits rooted in fear come out in the name of Jesus. We bind fear. We bind fear of failure. We bind of all types, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fear that would keep your men's service and maid service from moving forward in the Lord. Those that you've called to ministry, God, but have yet to step out, God. Those that you've called to prophetic ministry, but are full of fear that will not allow you to release them into the ministry that you've called them to. We bind fear now. Those, God, that are not living right, Father, that are living a half-baked life, God, but yet want to be used, God, I pray for deliverance and I pray for cleansing, oh God. I pray, Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you would begin to deal, God, with leaders all over the world, God. Lord, those that are not living right, those, God, that are living double lives, God, we come against the enemy right now. We come against spirits of adultery and fornication right now. We come against spirits of lust and lasciviousness right now. Oh God, we come against the double-mindedness right now. We come against schizophrenic spirits right now. We come against haughty spirits, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask, God, that you would, oh God, get in, God, the intents of the heart, God, that, oh God, truth would come out, Lord God, that there would be a desire for holiness and righteousness living, Lord God, oh God, in your people, God, all over the land, all over the nations, Father God, all over the world, Father God, that true revival will begin to spark, God, in the lives of your people. Let revival begin down in our hearts, God, down in our bellies, God. Oh God, give us a greater desire for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. And Father, we praise you today for all that you're doing, for who you are, because God, you're God all by yourself. Oh God, and we thank you right now. We thank you for your word, God, that heaven and earth may pass away, but your word, God, will stand forever. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. And Lord, even all spirits that rooted in curses, God, they got to come out in Jesus' name. Every word curse, every evil curse has been spoken against your people, God. Lord God, we bind the enemy, we bind those foul tongues in Jesus' name. And Lord, all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. And those witches and warlocks that's been planted in churches and planted in ministries to abort the visions of God. Father, I pray for the leaders that you will open up their eyes, that you will remove the scales. Let them know, God, even the ones that are around them, Father, those that are close to them, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would turn a scope from heaven, a light, shine a light from heaven, Father, and reveal sin, reveal evilness, God, reveal, God, even wrong motives, God, and wrong agendas, God, and cliques, God. Oh, God, expose today, Father God, expose the enemy, expose Jezebel, expose Korah and Cain, God, expose rebellion today, expose disobedience today, in the mighty name of Jesus, every type of perversion, God, perverted acts today, oh, God, even among the young people where sin would come in, oh, God, even, oh, my God, homosexual lifestyles and alternative lifestyles, God, that you're not pleased with, God, we know you love the people, God, oh, God, but Lord, you don't love sin, so God, help us on today to see sin for what it is, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that it comes to destroy, it comes to kill, it comes to prevent the anointing of God, oh, my God, so I pray today that you would open up the eyes of your men servants, open up the eyes of your maid servants, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, stir up, oh, God, stir up even the gifts, God, but let us know today, let your people know today, even the more, God, that we must be clean and we must walk right. We must have clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, God, I pray today that, Lord, by your spirit, Lord, and by your power, that you will shake the foundations of the earth. Oh, God, we trust you today, God. We trust you, God, to move, God. Move in the lives of your people, God. Move, God. Move, God. We need you to move, God. Lord, we need you in our lives. We need you in the ministries. Oh, God, send forth your word. Send forth your word with power. Send it with anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We bless your name now. Oh, yes, Lord. We love you today. We appreciate you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And oh God, I pray. I pray for healing today. I pray for sick bodies today. Those that are sick in body. Oh God, we know that Jesus came to heal. It's by his stripes that we were healed over 2,000 years ago when he hung up on the cross. He died that we might be free. So God, we thank you for healing. We thank you right now. Jesus carried our sicknesses and infirmities on the cross. So we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we break and rebuke and we cast out any spirits of cancer that would attempt to form in the lungs, in bones, and breasts, and throats, and backs, and spines, and kidneys, pancreases, and colons, skin and stomach, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke and cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attacks, failure, leukemia, blood disease, arthritis, and lupus, Alzheimer's, and oh my God, in the name of the Lord, we speak healing and strength to the bones. We speak strength to muscles and joints and organs and heads and eyes and throats and glands, blood and marrow and lungs, kidneys and livers, oh God, spleen and spine and pancreas, eyes and bladders. We speak to the ears and the nose and the sinuses and the mouth and the tongues. And feet, all of these areas, dear Lord, where the enemy would infiltrate with the spirit of infirmity. We speak healing now. We speak life now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, God. We bind all spirits of fear that will cause heart attacks. According to Luke 21 and 26, we loose ourselves from diabetes that's been rooted in rejection, self-hatred, and inheritance and guilt, and we to come out in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you today that you're loosing now from all forms of cancer rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment, slander of the tongue. We command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're loose from lupus, God, rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt. We cast out these spirits in the name of Jesus. We thank you now that we're loose from rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred, low self-esteem. We command these spirits to come out in Jesus' name. And Father God, those hands that are curled, those knuckles that are gnarled, oh my God, the feet turned in, oh my God, unable to move because of arthritis, because of severe, oh God, inflammation. We come against the inflammation now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against hatred now. We come against anger now. We come against the spirit of resentment now in Jesus' name. Oh God, let your people forgive. Let that one that's bitter, that mother, that grandmother that's bitter, oh God, and it's affecting her joints. Oh, by shadow, oh, corabo, shadow, sigh. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your hands now. I speak to your feet now to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over the enemy right now. Oh God, let love abide in our heart. Let forgiveness abide in our heart. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. Oh yes, Lord. We love you now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Those bound with high cholesterol, oh God, rooted in anger, rooted in hostility, we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. God, touch those with sinus problems in the name of Jesus. Oh God, clear up the sinuses in Jesus' name. Get down in the lungs. Clear up the lungs. Lung disease. Oh God, be gone in the name of Jesus. Heal the lungs, God. Those damaged even from smoking, God. Those that have smoked for years. Oh, God, you see and you know. But, God, you're yet a healer. So we ask for healing now. Healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. Bring deliverance. Blow, oh, God, fresh wind from God. Fresh breath from God. That one right now that's on the oxygen tank. Oh God, I want you to touch right now. Blow down in them lungs. Get down in there and blow out everything, God, that's not like you. Work a miracle. I ask for recreative miracles today in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. Glory to God. Oh God, we speak to those weakened immune systems to be strong in Jesus' name, that's been broken down, and that one with HIV, that one with hepatitis, oh God, I pray healing now, I pray a miracle now. Oh God, you touch now, you move now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you today. God, I praise you now. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. Oh yes, God, deliver, God, deliver your people in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that one that's been hit by a stroke, Lord, you touch right now. You touch those limbs. Strengthen them limbs. Strengthen that mind in the name of Jesus. Strengthen right now. Oh God, perform a miracle. You are a miracle worker. Recreate, God. Recreate the nerves that's been damaged in the name of Jesus. The blood flow that's been stopped and staunched because of blood clots. Oh God, I pray that you dissolve the clots right now in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance and bring deliverance, God. If there's bitterness in the heart, if there's unforgiveness in the heart, if there's meanness in the heart, oh God, convict of sin. Convict that one. Convict that brother. Convict that sister. Convict that mother. Convict, God. Convict that father. Convict that grandmother. Convict that auntie. Convict right now. Let conviction come in the name of Jesus and true repentance. Oh God, let it be so in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Oh God, forgive those, God, with fear and guilt and self-rejection, self-hatred and unforgiveness and bitterness. Forgive those, Lord, that have sin and pride and rebellion, God, that's opened the door to sickness. God, all of these things open the doors. So help your people to realize and recognize, God, that there can be no bitterness. There can be no fear. There can be no guilt. There can be no shame. For God, there can even be no condemnation. For you do not condemn those that walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. So God, help your people to grab a hold to the word of God, in the name of Jesus. So we cast out spirits that came in through pride, that came in through trauma, that came in through accidents, that came in through rejection, and came in through witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, we close the door to control. We close the door to manipulation. We close the door, oh my God, the domination, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you right now. Continue to have your way, God. Move in the lives of your people. We thank you right now for prayer. We thank you, God, that prayer is always in order. We love you today, Father. We'll never cease to give you praise. Father God, as this prayer goes out, I pray, God, that it will go and it will minister, Father God. Oh God, that your anointing, God, will be on this prayer in the name of Jesus. And that one that's suffering with loneliness, we bind the spirit of loneliness now. We bind the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, take your hand off the mine. We bind oppression and depression in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for victory. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you that you came to set us free. And he whom the Son set free is free indeed. We love you now, and we appreciate you, Father God. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Yeah.
church say? Amen.